A few years ago, I served 6 years on a grievance committee for the state bar. And I can tell you the best way to avoid client problems is to not take some clients. Be very, very careful in screening your clients, and your life will be a lot easier. The people who come in and know everything from day one and tell you that it's very easy and that they want to tell you how and what to do in all instances, please avoid them at all costs. We've all been doing this probably long enough to have a feeling early on about clients, and you ignore your gut to your own peril, because in 6 years of doing that and probably 400 cases, there were a dozen bad lawyers. All the rest of them are bad clients. So starting off with that, but the way you start your relationship, if you look in our materials, is with an engagement letter. How many of you would advise your clients to start a business relationship on a handshake? And yet how many of us undertake representing clients with no engagement letter? Mm-hmm. It's anomalous to me, but I can tell you from having served a number of times as an expert witness on legal malpractice matters, having an engagement letter, a complete engagement letter in the forms that Diane Dillard put in her paper, is one of the best things that you can have. Mary, what would you tell us?
Absolutely. I would also like to mention or remind everyone that the Real Estate Forms Manual in the very first chapter has a plethora of forms.